Buckley, Roger and James here from the This Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Star Wars movies and should they be released at Christmas. We are literally just a few weeks away from Solo, A Star Wars Story, being released in cinemas. If it was May 24th, May 25th. And it's been an odd one because it doesn't feel like it's gaining a lot of momentum. It feels like it's kind of slid behind kind of Infinity War. It's too close to that. And generally, the buzz around this movie doesn't seem to be doing. And is it just because it's a summer movie? Is it too? I personally feel it's too close to the release of Last Jedi. Because when I've said, I remember saying at work about going to see the new Star Wars movie next month, and they were like, "No, it just came out." And it's like that was, and that's the general public's view: is the Star Wars movie? It's only coming out on Blu-ray like this week. That's how over here. That's how new this movie is. So that's one side of things. I think it's too close to it. What do you think?
Well, there's the other side of it too, which is now it's too far away from Episode 9, because we already have heard that Episode 9 will be coming out December 2019 rather than May 2019. So now, in addition to having Last Jedi and Solo only 5 months apart, we now have, I'm not going to do the math in my head, but like 14 or so months, more closer to 17 or 18. Year and a year and a half between Solo and Episode 9, which is the opposite. Which is the opposite of what Disney wants. This is really kind of screwing Solo over because it's just going to get forgotten in the wastes. Now, whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing, we'll find out in a couple of weeks.
I don't know. The other big problem for me is, from the merchandise point of view, of you releasing all this merchandise in May, and you know, we've got all this like Wookiee we got some bits and pieces coming out in, and you got all this new merchandise out, but it's the wrong time of year for buying toys. It's Christmas season is when you buy toys, so usually the run up to like December, November is the time to sell all of this stuff. But then there could be the counter argument that by the time Christmas rolls around, this movie is going to be out on Blu-ray and DVD, and therefore will be at home for kids to actually watch. So it might actually do the exact opposite. It could have a boost in the holiday season.
It could, but we'll have to wait and see on that one. It's very much a hypothetical, and then also, as we've talked about in the past, toys in general just aren't doing as well. So I would say anything you could do to make toys marketable or more like, you know, in a season where people are going to be looking for toys, easy gifts for grandparents to give to children, etc. And I think it really comes down to the main thing, though, where regardless of how much of a separation between you have between Solo and Episode 8 and 9, I think that they need to have a consistency going on here. I know they've been trying to hit the May launch for all of these movies, but Episode 7 and 8 and Rogue One all got pushed back for whatever production reasons. Word is, whether you believe it or not, Solo probably could use a couple extra months of polish as well. And it just seems to me that rather than keep doing this May, oh no, we're pushing back to December, they should just be, we're doing December. December is now Star Wars. You can expect a Star Wars movie right after Thanksgiving here in the States, or you know, very beginning of December, and it's just consistent, and then it becomes an annual thing that you can plan around.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely going to get into that line of annual Star Wars movies. I don't know if they can do the Marvel system of 2-3 releases a year.
I don't want them to.
I don't think they can get away with it.
Honestly, I mean, we're already kind of pushing it with Marvel this year. We've got three, not even counting the Fox properties, we've just got three Marvel movies this year, and that's the superhero fatigue is very much kicking in. And I would not be surprised if after Infinity Wars Part 1 and 2, or whatever Part 2 is going to be called, after the Phase 3 ends, if we didn't see a massive drop-off in attendance, unless Marvel can prove that that you need to keep going to see these movies, because this is the culmination of like 10 years of storytelling and people are ready to be done with it too. And we don't want that to happen. Star Wars, one per year is already probably pushing it with Star Wars. So, I mean, the number of people who are super excited for Solo, whether or not it ends up being a good movie, is significantly lower than people who are looking forward to Episode 9.
I still can't help but feel like the fact that it's a sequel is like that has a big impact on it, because a lot of us got burnt with the sequels last time. We didn't like the sequels when they got released last time. Rogue One was able to kind of weave a line, and it was all new and all different, but it was still familiar. And then we've got the big after effects of The Last Jedi, which has just muddied the water to a lot of upset fans and stuff. I think a lot of that is because the movie didn't go where they expected it to, rather than where it was going. And I think that, you know, with Solo, we know they're going to make it. We know that. And they're going to do the carousel run. We know they're going to do that.
But we don't know much else. But, and also based on what we've seen from the one trailer that we've gotten so far, which is kind of problematic too, considering it's coming out in a couple weeks, not counting TV spots, of course. But the style of Solo is very similar to Episode 7 and 8, whereas Rogue One did a very good job of mimicking A New Hope style. Yeah. Yes, the graphics were flashier and the tech was obviously updated, but the sets looked like they could have come from A New Hope. The armor and the weapons were all very much set in that timeline, whereas what we've seen from Solo so far actually looks like it's from the new timeline rather than the original timeline.
Yeah, which initially really like prequels out.
Yeah, it really does. And we'll see where they're going with it. But yeah, I mean, whether or not you liked Last Jedi, hated Last Jedi, or were just kind of in the middle and ambivalent to it, the buzz or the lack of buzz that has come out of Last Jedi and the whole controversy around it has definitely impacted Solo. And this is another reason why you want to put a full year between Last Jedi and Solo, because people are now going to be like, oh yeah, Last Jedi was kind of... Yeah.
The only thing the only other thing I can think of is Disney have stacked up the end of this year a lot. We've got The Nutcracker, we've got Mary Poppins on Christmas, we've also got Wreck-It Ralph 2. That's a strong ending to the last like 6 weeks of the season, and I'm wondering if they just realized that was, there's just too much competition for themselves to go. And also, I mean, I would have liked to see, you know, and maybe a bit later in the year, but I can't. That's why I'm wondering whether or not they're just looking at their advertising going, these, we were already stacked at that time.
Although you do have to kind of put into mind, you're going to have Infinity War and Solo coming out very close to each other, and the audiences for those, there's a lot of overlap. It's when we're talking the hardcore audience.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're looking at Mary Poppins Returns or Wreck-It Ralph, yes, obviously there is overlap, because, you know, no one just watches a single genre, or most people don't just watch a single genre. But the people who would only see one movie, it's not going to be as much overlap between them. So, or you might even end up in a situation where, you know, your mom and your sister, they go and see Mary Poppins, and you and your dad, you go see Solo. Whereas this one's kind of like you're picking between Solo and Infinity War, and I don't think we have to say who is going to win nine times out of ten in that, like, which movie are we going to see discussion. No. So,
but we'll have to know what you guys think. Should Star Wars movies be released in December, or should there be a bit more spaced out? Let us know your thoughts. Get in touch with us on the comments below or on social media, etc. You can also find us over at thiskingdom.com. Like, subscribe, follow, whichever platform you're watching or listening this on. James, where can they find you?
You find me at heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.